Jordan.
Yes.
Gray.
Tis I.
Tis you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Southern Gothic, all the way. Mm. Which I'm so trying to break that pattern right now. I work at a radio station. I have an 8-year-old daughter. I am divorced. I am editing a film. I love to dance. I love music. I love to ride horses.
In your journey through all of the things that you've done that brings you to the point you are now, you have had some experiences with someone that we're both working with in different capacities.
Yes.
Dr. Susan Russell and Turning Point Healing Center.
Love her.
How did you come to meet and learn about Susan and Turning Point?
There was a guy down the street from me in my neighborhood. He has a young girl who is close to my daughter's age. And Gerard is his name. And we would meet for play dates for the girls to play together. And he and I would start talking, and he'd always go, "Oh, your chappie is standing right behind you." He's from England. "Your chappie is right behind you." Well, I was working on a script about Nikola Tesla at the time, and the chappie standing behind me was supposedly, I mean, the way he described the person that this man saw was Tesla. And every time I saw Jerry, he would say, "Oh, your chappie's with you again. Oh, that's your chappie. He's in a brown suit today. This is bowler hat." And I was blown away. I'm like, "You can see this?" And he's like, "Oh, yes, plain as day." There he is. And I, you know how the truth goes clunk? And I sort of just knew that, yes, he can see this. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go there, you know? It's like, I want to do that. I want to see that energy. And
so you had already discovered Tesla. We're working on
this
screenplay.
Yes, I was actively working on the screenplay.
And this guy was one of your neighbors.
Yes, and he could pick up on that energy.
And he saw it. He's from England.
Yes.
Did you ever look in his backyard? Did he have any vegetation that he was growing back there?
any herb called cannabis?
Yes.
No. No, he is one of these people that can, you know, see energy forms. And mm-hmm. I was very interested in that. And he told me that I needed to see a woman named Susan Russell. And I said, "Well, sign me up." And where is she? And he gave me the website and I went to see her. And I just had a very open mind. I thought I will go and I will just experience. So the first meeting I had with Susan, she had me on the table, and I'd never really done any of this kind of energy before. I mean, I'd seen, you know, Chinese herbalists before and, you know, chiropractic, but never this kind of energy healing work at all. So I went in pretty blind and was laying on the table and, you know, when Susan, like, put a little prism thing on my solar plexus, and as she walked out, she said, "Well, you might feel, you know, some chills and, you know, but you'll be fine. I'll be back in about 20 minutes. Just relax." And, you know, the nice music. And so I was totally chilling out. And after about 10 minutes, I did feel a chill. But normally my chill starts like from my shoulders and goes down my body, like to my feet. These chills were going like from my right shoulder across to my left shoulder. And then it would skip down to like my rib cage from the right side to the left side and then down to my hips. And it was in circular motions. And I'd never felt that before. And I thought, that's odd, you know. And then about 5 minutes after that, I felt like somebody was trying to pull me up to a standing position, you know. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. So I'd open my eyes and no, I'm just lying on the table. And I'd close my eyes again. And I would feel like somebody's trying to stand me up, like somebody's pulling me up to a standing position. And I thought, this is most bizarre. So, and then as I continued to lie on the table, at one point I felt like my left leg was higher than my right leg. You know, like it was just like, you know, and I'd have to open my eyes to see, okay, are my legs in the same? And sure enough, they were same level, right, laying straight on the table, both in the same, like no leg was higher than the other. And I thought, this is really interesting. So when Susan came back in, she was like, "Well, how was it?" And so I told her about these things and the chills going across. She goes, oh, the meridians. And I'm like, the what? And she explained how these are the meridians. And they're circular. And they go, there were like three meridians in the torso, you know, meat part of your body. And I'm like, oh, my God. So at that point, I realized this is legit. It's real. It's, you know, because I had no, there was no power of suggestion before she left, other than you might get some chills. That was the only thing that was suggested to me. But there was never any, like, in the way the chills would manifest, none of that was suggested.
So did it, you had no frame of reference
going into
this.
None.
And so before you laid down and you had that experience, did you have, was it a consultation? Did she ask you what you're feeling, what's your issues? Before you got there, what was the process?
I believe we talked a little bit. And I told her maybe some of my issues. And I wasn't sure. It's like, you know what? I know I need some work. I'm not exactly sure where to go. I trust you're intuitive and you can just help me go there. So I was that open just to go, let's just go. I was in a marriage that was not working for me. I was having difficulty with my daughter connecting with her. Obviously, I was having difficulty connecting with my own self first, therefore the other ones were just, you know, par for the course. But So those were the symptoms that were in play at the time that I saw Susan. Consequently, though, after that first meeting, I was like, okay, I'm sold. So I will see her, you know, I don't go, I get regularly for me is about 3 to 4 times a year, Sometimes more, just depending on what's going on. I have, in terms of connecting with my own self, it's been amazing letting go of a lot of baggage that wasn't even mine to begin with. And she helps me to see, that's your mom, that's your dad, these are ancestors, none of this is yours. And she helps me understand how I can figure out what is mine and what is not. Mm-hmm. Like she'll say, you know, if I get a headache and I go, she said, ask whose pain that is. And if you say, is this my pain? And the pain goes away, it's not yours. So when I say, you know, I have a headache, and I go, is this my pain? Is this my headache? And if the pain gets worse, then it is mine. But if it goes away, it's not mine.
So it sounds like through her techniques and approach, you have developed a sense of yourself, a selfness,
yes,
that you maybe weren't aware of before.
Exactly. It's just everything I would sense and feel, I automatically thought was mine. And Susan has helped me see that not necessarily. You know, it could be other people that I'm just picking up their suitcases and carrying them, and they're not even mine.
So that would be, I guess, a new concept for you consciously.
Yes. Yes.
Understanding that the energies that you're experiencing yourself have different points of origin.
Yes.
So as you use this sense of awareness, Have you been able to use it yourself without having to necessarily go and see Susan?
Yes.
When situations arise?
And again, with the, you know, asking myself, whose pain is this? Mm-hmm. That helps me immediately, just right away. There are times, though, where I get stuck, where I feel like I'm losing some type of life force energy, or Where I feel like I'm so unaware of the cause of this state that I'm in that I need some objective help. And that's where Susan is just wonderful. I mean, I go in there and immediately she knows what's going on. So it's so helpful to me.
So you had mentioned that when you had started to see Dr. Russell and had that first experience, that you had been in a situation with a relationship and a marriage that wasn't working. You're having some difficulties with your daughter. Tell me more about what happened with your daughter and that experience.
Well, the more that I connected to myself and the more Susan helped me free myself basically from just a bunch of baggage that wasn't mine, my daughter, her behavior would shift almost automatically. And what I found so amazing was that any time I did a piece of work about Maggie when I was with Susan, you know, Maggie would be with her dad and I would have time to go see Susan. Well, after the session with Susan, always on my cell phone, there is a call from Maggie. There's a voicemail. And it's when I listened to like what time it was left, it was left at the exact time that Susan and I had done that exact piece of work that had to do with Maggie. So it's like the more I shift the energy in myself and the more I can heal myself, the more Maggie is healed just by like osmosis. I don't know what the right word is, but it's like I am just automatically helping Maggie to heal her stuff as well, just by healing my own stuff. It's like I'm paving the way for her to connect with me in a way that's not scary.
Mm.
Whereas before, I think, if I had a bunch of baggage in the way, she couldn't really connect to me.
Mm-hmm.
She would try, but couldn't really get to me. There was too much stuff in front of me, padding.
The same thing with you getting to her, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Who knows what she was carrying, my baggage along with her dad's baggage. And, so it's like the more I can cleanse myself of all of that, then the less she's going to intrinsically, intuitively feel that she has to care. I don't know if this is making any sense at all.
It makes perfect sense.
It's like the more I can cleanse me, that's the best gift I can ever give her. And Susan really is the facilitator for that for me. So.
Now, is Maggie aware of this at all?
In any? No. Which is great. I like it like that. She's 8 years old.
So there's a bit of some empirical data because you have a blind test, right?
Exactly.
You see the results without her really knowing about it.
Exactly. So our relationship has greatly improved and just the most amazing connection. And it's just quite joyous. Whereas prior to that, I had a lot of grief. I felt a loss of my little girl. I couldn't connect. And a lot of it had to do with the dynamic that was in the household, in a marriage that wasn't working and the whole dynamic between me and my ex-husband and how that definitely impacted her.
Mm-hmm.
So once I could move through, to a place where I could change that dynamic and
for yourself.
Exactly. Then everything started to fall into place.
It sounds like one of the things that I've noticed with Dr. Russell is that she has a very unique awareness, connection, understanding, and a sense of energy, which she calls, chi, which is a Chinese word for energy and a number of things. But what I've noticed is that she has this, with this awareness and knowledge of it, she's able to see, to look, to observe, to gather as much and understand as much as what she can by what she sees. But then she asks questions. It's like what you were saying about when you get the headache.
Mm-hmm.
Is this pain mine?
Right.
Right. The ability to understand that a manifestation of energy, personally or, internally or externally, existentially, to be aware of that and then to question it and say, it is real, but where's it coming from?
And then what do I do with it?
And then how do you react to it?
Right.
I know that you've gone through a number of things like we all have in our lives, divorce and changes in careers or jobs, locations, and all of that. How has that awareness affected the way that you've dealt with your shifts in your life?
The awareness of energy?
The awareness of understanding that it's something you acknowledge it, but then you have, as you ask and understand what it is, you then respond to it differently.
I don't know if this is answering your question, but what comes to mind is understanding different types of energies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not as fearful of fear. I mean, it's like I understand that there are just different types of energies and they're positive and negative and they're both necessary. And if one were to go away, the whole thing would fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to react to everything that I sense and feel. And that's, I think, the biggest thing that I've learned with Susan. I don't have to react. I can feel it, acknowledge that it's there, but I don't have to react to it. I can just go, okay, there you are. All right. That's that.
So in and of itself is a reaction.
I guess so.
It's a neutral, it's an acknowledgement and saying, I'm not going to be drawn into that,
right,
or I'm not going to have a particular reaction that you might have had before.
Right. I guess I can acknowledge it without feeling I have to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different for me. I always thought that I had to react and do the whole drama thing. So, but not so much anymore, which is nice.
So how has, and I guess in a sense you've already answered this, but what can you say about how your experience with Dr. Russell and the way that she has worked with you to understand not only the psychological and the emotional, but the physical side of how you react to the world around you, how you react to things, how has that changed your experience?
I have to say, and again, I'm not sure if this is exactly answering your question, but I was mowing the lawn one day and all of a sudden the grass started to ripple. And I thought, okay, it's the gasoline fumes. It has to be, you know? And no, that wasn't it. And I thought, okay, I just had a brain cramp or something, and that was weird, and I wrote it off. About 6 months after that, and again, having seen Susan maybe two or three times in between that six-month period, I was with my daughter at a park, and I was going to put her jacket in the car. She didn't want to carry it and wear it, and so I was about to put it into the car. So I went to go put my key into the door to unlock the door, and all of a sudden, the side of my car was rippling, you know, just that ripple effect. I couldn't say it was the gasoline fumes at that time. I mean, there were no other cars around. My car was not on. There was nothing that would, you know, lend itself to like creating a mirage or anything like that. So this physical thing sort of morphed into this, like, I can't really explain it. It just started to ripple. And at that point I realized, okay, when I saw the grass ripple before, when I was mowing the lawn, that was real. That really happened. And this really happened. And so like matter in this realm at some points in time for me will like shapeshift, I guess, for lack of a better word. It's like I'm seeing it in a different way, in a way that's more liquid or more flowing. Or, and I know Susan can see energy like that, like always. And like ever since she was a little girl, I believe. So It's like I'm starting to open up to that.
So if you had...
I haven't seen my Chappie stand behind me yet. But,
but if you had seen something like that before, you had not being as fearful, as you said earlier, would that experience have caused fear?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I would have probably seen a doctor somewhere saying, I think I need meds and I'm crazy and lock me up. Yeah, I would have had a total fearful reaction to that.
What would you say if you could sum up in one statement that your experience with Dr. Russell has done for you or given to you?
Helped me open to other realms that I had an inkling were there. You know, I had an inkling about these other, but she actually has made it real for me. It's like, yes. And so I've opened. And I'm opening. I'm still in the process. I mean, I'm never going to be fully opened, I guess, until it's time to push up some daisies. But yeah, just, and when I think of Susan, the picture I conjure is just like this, like a bloom of a flower. You know, it's just an opening and a encompassing and embracing and a centering. And all of those apply to like my emotional state and my mindset now. Much more so than before. Mm-hmm. Again, I still have a long way to go, but I mean, it's a drastic change from where I was before.
It sounds as though you would probably recommend
for
people who have whatever issues they may have psychologically, physically.
Susan is one of those healers that even if you are in a great place and everything's wonderful and you love life, and you're living large, she is still a gem. I mean, it is still worth your while to go see her. She can only help you open up even more. I don't know. I will be seeing her for many years to come. She'll be very, very sick of me. But I think even when you're in that place where you feel like, okay, I've made it, you know, okay. She will still help you reach these other realms that seemed very unattainable before. And that you didn't even know were there.
I think that's one of the things that I've found with talking with a number of her clients and patients is people seem to come to her without an understanding or awareness of what she does. And even to the opposite side, it's like, well, this is one of those ethereal, touchy-feely, new agey kind of things. But even if they come in with that perspective, after they've gone through at least one or maybe two different sessions with her, they come out and they go, I don't know what that was, but it worked.
Yes.
And that awareness that she gives people, she doesn't have to sit there and give you all the details of what she does.
And she doesn't.
And that's not what she focuses on. Mm-hmm. She really seems to me to be a truly altruistic approach to, I just want to balance and make your life happy, have more harmony in your existence.
I find it interesting that every time I see Susan afterwards, you know, on the way home, I might stop at the grocery store. And I find it so interesting that all of a sudden I'm noticing people looking at me, noticing me, saying hello to me. It's as if my energy has totally shifted and people are drawn to that, whatever place I'm in. You know, beforehand, not so much. You know, it's like I could be a fly on the wall, nobody would look. But, you know, afterwards, it's like, oh, my Lord, what did she do? You know? And it's like, it's not necessarily what Susan did, but it's what she helped me do. And that's why I love her, too, because she knows that we're the ones who do the work. She's just the one to facilitate it. And she's very good at what she does. I never have ever felt afraid or, you know, she's just one of those people that immediately I felt totally, I trust you. I feel safe here. I like to be here. And she has helped me feel that way about myself. About the place where I am in my space right now with me. It's like, I like it here. I trust this place. You know, I like you and I feel comfortable here and I want to be here. And that is really, you know, the only way to make it through life in a, you know, in flow.
And having a sense of balance and peace,
yes,
and love, and not having a bunch of preconceived ideas and filters that you bring to any kind of situation. And then other people bringing theirs in and you start having those clashes of different agendas and energies and egos and all those things. But when you get balanced within yourself, you see, and when you carry that with you, you see other people start to resonate with it, because that's really what they're trying to get to.
Is the real whoever you are. Yeah, I just started thinking, God, how does anybody ever have a relationship when it's all this baggage and crap that isn't even yours to begin with, and both people have that? It's like, how do you ever get to the kernel of like the real truth of who each person is?
Mm-hmm.
So to really just sort of slough that off, is that's my goal, and Susan's helping me do that. And I would highly recommend anyone seeing Susan.
Well, Jordan, thank you very much for sharing your experience with what you have learned and what's happened with you and Dr. Russell and Turning Point.